The Sanderson Pens Podcast, episode 373 for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning.
Hello.
So one of the things I'm really glad, you know, we have a lot of common interests.
And you and I?
Yes. We have some common interests and, you know, that we have things that couldn't be any further apart, right? One of the things I'm really glad you're not into is tennis.
Okay, why?
You know, because love means nothing to them. Let's start off with this.
Yes.
We talked about this last week. We actually have them in hand. The Sailor 1911 Loch Ness.
This is
It's a nice looking pen. The pictures never do them justice, especially when you're dealing with dark color. And the ruthenium trim, 21 karat on the large, 14 karat on the standard, of course. Solid, really good looking pen, I think.
You know, the black nib is growing on me.
Is it?
Yep.
I like it.
Stealthy.
It is. It's cool. This is just a neat pen.
The blue is a gorgeous color. It is definitely different from what we saw in the initial release photos.
Yeah, it looked a little brighter, maybe.
Yeah.
You never get the
kind of a... It's not navy. It's like a marine blue. It's definitely blue. It's not black. It's not navy. It's not bright. But it's not dull or muted or pastel-y. No, it's really pretty.
It goes great with the ruthenium trim on there. Available in all seven nib sizes, extra fine, medium broad, zoom, and of course, music. No extra charge on the music.
The Visconti Van Gogh Old Vineyard with Peasant Woman.
Maybe the longest name of any.
A couple of them are pretty long. But this is really pretty. Very kind of muted. There's nothing bright. So if you're not into a really in-your-face pen, this is definitely up your alley. But it's not boring in any way, shape, or form.
It's a nice color palette. I liked a little bit of, so it's like these grayish blues.
With little bits of brown.
The brown just really
pops
out there. Really, really nice looking.
And we sold a couple over the weekend, and most people are now adding the My Pen system with your initials, and that looked so sharp when you put the initials on for the lady in the store this weekend.
So, new Van Gogh, of course, rollerball, ballpoint, available in fine, medium, broad, steel nib, and it's got a new steel nib now.
Yes,
well, it's
I
not
love
a,
the
not
engraving.
Not a new steel nib, but it's a new engraving on the nib, where the Van Gogh is going horizontally with the nib. And then Visconti on the side, so it's kind of a neat change for Visconti. I like it.
And of course, the magnetic cap closure, which I love. I still love mine, but
that's a nice
this
color.
Is cool.
That's a really, really nice color.
Very wintry. Very perfect time for the release with this color combination.
And fountain pens, first batch of fountain pens do come with a matching bottle of ink. So usually what happens, Visconti comes out with a new Van Gogh. Lately they've been giving a bottle of ink for the first X number.
And it's a color that is not available.
Correct.
In the standard ink lineup. So you get a special edition color in gray.
So along with fine writing instruments, DuPont is also known for lighters.
I know.
So for the Christmas season, I thought it would be nice to have some lighters in the store. We have full access to all the lighters available from DuPont, but being a pen store, we just brought in a couple.
How do these work? Is this the MaxiJet? Which one is this?
You have them. You have the MaxiJet, the sunburst.
That's pretty.
It is a really, really pretty, pretty lighter. So, and that's the stainless.
A nice weight. All joking aside, it's a gorgeous look. The silver is brushed here, and then just a little bit of polished on the side.
I've got the Defi Vintage. So this matches the Defi Vintage pen.
Is that the Extreme? Is that what they call it?
This is the standard
Defi.
Defi.
Let me see that.
This is the extreme. Well, I guess that's the extreme. This is the extreme with two X's because this one has two flames.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. Yeah. So the red and black. If you know anybody that smokes or likes to light things, this one is just really cool. I like this
part. Can we have one for our fire pit?
Not if you hold it like that. We'll have those up on the website soon, but they're available in the store. And if anybody's interested in DuPont lighters, just let us know and we'll...
Absolutely.
We'll look them up for you.
Lammy. Let's talk Lammy. Lots of Lammy.
You want to talk about that one, I think.
I do. This one's cool. Favorite. So we placed an order and received something that we didn't expect. And it turns out that Germany had made a change, and we ended up with just a handful of what initially we were calling Frankenpens. We emailed our rep and said, okay, what's this? This isn't what we were supposed to get. It is the gold body from the Lammy LX, the Lammy Lux, with a black clip, and it does have the Lammy... No, it doesn't.
Standard black nib.
It has the standard
black
nib.
Not the Lux nib.
Correct.
And then it has a black on the top, too.
Yes, and then the black jewel as well, instead of the crystal on the Lux. So it's the body of the LX with trim and nib from regular line. There are only a few. Apparently, they imported only a handful into the U.S., and Germany reused one of the old part numbers. So we thought we were getting... I don't know, Vibrant Pink. And we got this. So if you're interested, let us know.
And they come in the Lux tube. So they're definitely a hybrid between a Lux and an All-Star.
Yes.
Very cool, though. But it's the A, what do they call it? So the AU Black. The AU Black.
So it's the gold
special
black.
Edition. That was Europe only special edition.
Yes.
The Dialogue 3. I love this thing.
Why don't you take that off?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just love how you rotate the barrel end for the nib to come out. It's a 14 karat nib. It's got a cool clip. Just press down.
Cool.
The whole thing is neat. It's just a one piece. You know, if you like vanishing points, this is a bit of a chunkier pen, a bigger pen.
Definitely.
But it's just so neat. It's very satisfying. And it lines up.
You know, it's definitely fatter in girth. It's not that much heavier. It's not significantly heavier. And it feels to be a little more front-weighted than back-weighted.
Yeah. It's really a super cool pen. There's nothing else really like it. You know, the Fermo was very similar, but different. The whole barrel moves. The whole thing is cool. We'll do a video on it once we get the other ones in, but... we've got them in matte black, and they're coming in gloss black, white, and what's the fourth one? Is there a champagne or something?
Palladium.
Oh, there's a palladium. Okay.
All right. Put your sunglasses on because this thing is bright. This is seriously bright. The Lammy Pico starts out as a very small pocket pen, and then you press it, and it extends to pretty much a full-size pen.
Yeah, it's a nice length.
Yes.
Extended.
The other nice thing is, since there is no clip or anything else, there is a little logo that sticks up and that acts as a roll stop. So it won't roll off your desk.
I thought you were going to pick this one.
Oh, yes.
So this is the new...
Rose gold.
Rose gold Lux. It's beautiful.
And
it
right
comes
now
in a little gift box.
Yeah, a gift box with a little sleeve.
So there's a couple new studios. And this one I particularly like. This is the Studio LX, Studio Lux. And what's cool about it is it's all black.
Stealthy.
It's all black. And it has the nib from the Lux. So it's got that cool high polished nib with the little horseshoe piping around the slits.
The black trim is cool.
The black trim is cool. The section is black. Which was always, I always liked the stainless steel studio because it had this black section, but this has it, so it's not as slippery as the standard polished section.
Mm-hmm.
Just a super cool looking pen. I like it. So Studio LX.
And this one is the Palladium?
This is the Palladium. So then now there's the Palladium, which
has a 14-karat
gold nib. Has the 14-karat nib on it, yeah. So, and the 14-karat nib is beautiful. It's got the gold right around the slit there.
And that is the same 14-karat gold nib as on the Lamy Dialogue 3?
It's on the same as on the Dialogue 3, okay. Same as on the Piano Black. But if you like Studio, this is a beautiful color. It's really, it's hard to, it looks almost, it looks a little champagne-y, but it depends on the light.
On the light.
Yep.
And we have ballpoints as well.
And rollers.
And rollers, yes.
The ballpoints are killer.
I mean, look at you getting all excited about ballpoints.
I just, you know, it's a great value proposition. I mean, you're talking, yes. If you're looking for a gift and you want a ballpoint, and I've always been a firm believer that you should never force someone into fountain pens.
Yes.
If they're interested, great. If they're not, don't force it. But we're talking about a $63 ballpoint. I mean, it's
nice weight. I've always loved the propeller clip on the Studio.
Yeah, it goes in the pocket well,
yep.
But it's a great looking pen.
Absolutely.
And available, we've got it in the Glacier, that's the Aquamarine, we've got it in the Imperial Blue, the Stainless.
Pretty much everything.
And pretty much everything, yeah. And also available in rollerballs, but the ballpoint is just really, I like that a lot. Twist, activated.
All right, so those of you at home keeping score, Brian liked another ballpoint.
Noto's, apparently. So Noto's in stock. There's not much to say about it. It's a very inexpensive...
Triangular grip is cool.
It is kind of cool. It has this really funky clip that you think wouldn't work, but it actually...
Works really well.
It works really well.
There is a little cutout. So it just slides right in. You don't have to move anything. You don't have to touch anything. It just...
I do like that they're matte. Nice matte finish, too.
And I like the triangular nose cone so that you always hold it properly. Very sleek, very minimal.
It's kind of like a Caradoc 888-ish type of
little bit,
pen.
Yeah. With a couple interesting tweaks.
Maybe a little nicer.
Yep. This is the Swift.
This is the Swift.
I'll give you the silver one.
Give me the silver one.
All right.
This is a cool pen. I like this. I like that Lamy does things that are different.
Okay. What's so different?
What's cool about it is, so you remember the Schaefer reminder clip, and Schaefer came back with it this year. Where when you extend the refill,
when you push the button,
the
refill comes out
and the clip disappears. So you can't put it in your, I mean, you can't put it in your pocket
and have it clip on your pocket.
Clip in your pocket. But what's cool about this version, so like on the reminder clip, you would the Schaefer, you would hit the clip and then it would come back. And this you just operate just like a regular ballpoint. And the clip goes in and out as you,
That's very cool.
It does it on its own. So you don't have to relearn a new.
I like that the Swift has some engraved holes in it.
Some perforations.
That function right about where you hold it. Just to note that the push button mechanism is not centered. That's so that there's room for the clip to disappear into the body. Yes. So if you buy one and you get it and you notice that it's off center, it's on purpose.
Those are into matching or making sets, other fountain pens. We now carry the Lamy Safari All-Star Vista mechanical pencils. If you want a pencil that you can throw around.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, this is maybe the one to do it. And of course the Vista's neat.
Yep.
So
you can actually see everything. So we've had a couple more questions and comments either via email or on social media, and we will read a couple of these. Noreen says, any chance you might take a video of your Appleton store display window and put it on YouTube for those of us who don't live in the area? And we also had one of our favorite local customers said, I wish we were more local so we could check for our names in the window.
I think they are.
Steve and Sherry are both on there.
Yeah. So.
we can make arrangements.
Yeah, we've been talking about doing that. So I'll just leave that up to the people who are more capable of that than I. But it's just a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun doing it, and something we can do to brighten up downtown.
Yeah.
We hadn't participated in that in years past because downtown's got a little Window walk, where people can walk around and see all the displays. But
because the store itself has three giant six foot wide by like 12 feet tall windows, but we already have lettering and display cases in front. And
this was a good year to do it, and it turned out real nice. Dennis says, I love learning about the pens you show. Any books or sites you recommend to someone who wants to learn more about the history?
Number one, good on you for wanting to learn the history.
Buy the book before the pen, as they say. There are lots of books out there, actually. There's actually a lot of good websites, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ping one of our favorite websites, Esterbrook.net. which is our site for Esterbrook, we are working on a revision of that. I don't know when it will come to fruition, but right now Esterbrook.net has all your information on vintage Esterbrook pens.
Okay.
There are also a number of other websites out there. There's a Parker 75 website. There's a Parker pen.
Is there a Parker 51?
Well, the one I usually go to these days is ParkerPens.net, I think is what it is.
Okay.
And it's got all the Parker history on there. And there's a couple others. But for books, there's a lot of books. Now, Parker was real good about doing a lot of documentation. So Dan Zasov and a couple others put together some really nice books on. There's books on the Dualfold, 51, Vacumatic. There's even books on the Jotter, and there's lots of other books out there. So a lot of them were all pretty much limited runs.
You can still find them.
But you can still find them, but when you find them, you should just buy them.
Yes.
None of them are really terribly expensive. There's a couple of really expensive ones. But
there's a terrific Pelican book that does tend to be a little pricier. When we both started collecting back in the day.
Back in the day.
When we were young whippersnappers, there were some books. Was it Glenn Bowen had written a couple books, and Fischler and Schneider?
Fischler and Schneider books, way back in the day.
Yeah,
those are great if you can find them. The F&S books.
Yes.
They're big coffee table books.
Gorgeous pictures. Paul Arano has written a couple books.
Paul Arano's got some good inexpensive books. Definitely worth checking out.
Andy Lambro has some gorgeous, pricey, but gorgeous coffee table books. Pens of Japan and several there. Gary Lehrer wrote a book.
On Waterman. That's a nice book.
We are big advocates of doing research. It's easy to find a lot of things on the internet, but it's also easy to find a lot of misinformation. So go straight to the source. There are a lot of good books. And when in doubt, who should they contact?
Who should they contact?
Well, one of our favorite resources for obscure books
is Pendemonium. We don't sell a lot of books. We occasionally have some in the store, but
because we usually keep them.
But Pendemonium is a good resource for all those vintage books. I know they carry some of the Zasov and Parker books. So
Paul writes in and says, "Hi Brian and Lisa, I recently discovered hybrid dip pens. Are these something you might ever carry? Thankful here for your presence in the pen community. They have a conventional fountain pen nib and feed, but on the body of a dip pen. Their advantage is that unlike regular dip pen or glass pens, one dip can do an entire page." That's a lot. "But still can be easily cleaned for frequent ink changers." All right, so dip pen guru.
This is not a new idea.
Okay.
Absolutely not a new idea. Esterbrook was doing this in the late 30s, and they called it dipless. And that's where the dipless names comes from, because the pen was essentially a dip pen, but it used the Esterbrook Renew Point. So it had a feed, and you would put it in a base that was filled with ink.
Yep.
And so the point was always in ink, and you would pick it out, and then you would write, and you could write for a solid page, and you would dip less than you would with the traditional dip pen. So that's why they call it a dipless.
Tricky name.
Those are readily available all over the place. Dipless pens, sets, and fairly inexpensive too. We have a couple here, but is one of my personal collecting specialties. And I actually wrote a bit of trivia. I actually wrote one of my master's papers in grad school completely with a dip pen and then transferred it to the computer.
Really?
I did. I used a dipless pen and I wrote it all out by hand first.
That's so nerdy.
It is incredibly nerdy.
There's number three.
we could go in depth on dipless pens, Esterbrook dipless pens, forever. But as far as traditional modern pens, maybe not. We'll see. I don't know if we'll.
I don't know
who's making them. So,
yeah.
But the Esterbrook one is a really good one to look for.
Feel free to keep commenting and sending in more questions. Leuchtturm comes out with seasonal colors. And so we just got in their second batch of seasonal colors for 2020, their fall line, super pretty. We've got them in the both the hardcover and the softcover. You've got, put my glasses on to make
some
sure.
Nice colors in
yes.
This is an earth, some kind of earth color.
Let's see. So, warm earth. That's pretty.
What is that, sky blue?
This is aquamarine.
Close.
Good luck. This is stone blue. I think this
that
is my
nice.
Favorite.
That's
this
nice.
Is
yeah,
pretty.
I like that one.
And then this is rising sun. So, pretty colors.
Okay. Stone blue. Well, let me see that. That's neat. I like that color.
All right.
I go with my shirt.
Could be yours.
Yeah, that's nice. So there, we have been what
lined
dots,
dot,
and then the soft
blank,
the soft cover, which is kind of a different size, right?
Sort of like a composition size, yeah.
So cool. All right.
But everything else is the same as Leuchtturm, the same paper, the same enclosures. These are post-it notes. These are sticky notes
from
Midori. So Midori sticky notes, number one, awesome. Anything Midori is fantastic. These are a blank monthly sticker. It's a Monday start. You could, if you didn't want a whole planner, you could have this, put it somewhere in a blank notebook, and then just fill in, it's undated, so you fill in the dates, the numbers, and then it's just a way to have a really small
let me see this here.
So there's like calendar.
There's like a line on it. What's the line for? They put a number like, above it or something?
You could. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
And then you could put whatever. It's small. It's the same color. It's the same ivory color as most of the Midori. So the idea was that it kind of just blends seamlessly into the page.
Okay.
But if you didn't want to carry a whole planner, if you didn't get a Hobonichi.
I could see if you were planning out like weekly type of events,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
you
this
could have
week
this,
is...
If you carry a notebook with you and that's what you use for your to-do lists or your planning, you could put that in there. If you work for, let's say, an organization and you take notes, you know, you've got a calendar.
Yeah, I suppose you could. You could have the calendar for each particular meeting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So here's if we're doing a project or something, I could have one just for the project,
right.
And say okay.
But calendar, then your notes in your notebook, and then when you're done with that month. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and so happy Thanksgiving to all of you. If you are spending time with family, enjoy that. And if you are not, like Michelle and her family are now having to be apart because of COVID. Try and Zoom or call or do something and just try and have a good holiday. We will be with our immediate family and hopefully we don't fall too much into a turkey coma.
And but we'll be back at everything on Friday and Saturday,
yes.
Of course, in the store. So any orders that come in through Thanksgiving will get picked up the next day right away.
Absolutely.
So. All right, so follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff, unless Lisa's got something else she wants to talk about.
I just thought we should throw in Thanksgiving.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And our store in Chicago is still currently closed.
So like this video and subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you after Turkey Day.